Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think, right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
All right, I'm just letting you know straight away, I'm fired up. This is going to be maybe our best show ever because I'm fired up. I'm ready to go. I got a lot to say. I got a lot of pointed opinions that are completely going to align with our listening audience. The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, Bishop Media Sports Network, NCAA time, and for going on the third straight year, Jason Bishop still has a perfect bracket.
Yes, you do, according to you. But I watched some basketball with you Thursday, and what you say outside, off the air, what you say on the air, you know, sometimes those things just don't add up properly.
I have no clue what
I'm
you
not
mean.
A mathematician, but okay. The things you say sometimes just don't add up. Here's an example.
All right.
You've been in here for 3 weeks lobbying about, you even had a poll question up a couple of weeks ago about how Houston could beat top five team in the country, could beat any of the top five teams in the country. You fill out your brackets. Houston's a 3 seed. You pick them to lose. The Georgia State, a 14 seed, and Houston beats them by 30 points.
I've been telling you how good Houston was.
Okay. That's what I deal with, folks, every Saturday.
I told you, like you said, for almost a month, I've been telling you, Houston could probably play with anybody in the country.
But then you pick them to lose in your bracket. And then
they won by 30.
Then all of a sudden they're good again.
Yeah, they backed me up. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Golden Isles Pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of the Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-9961 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-9961.
Pride of Liberty.
Same
conference that my alma mater, Kennesaw State, is from. Liberty wins and they advance.
Man, don't get me started. You're going to hear about the Mississippi teams coming up in the butthurt segment. Go ahead and give you a teaser for that.
In case you don't know what that is, that's Kip's segment that he does each and every week, has become immensely popular. That will be later on in the show where, well, I mean, I don't even know how you define what you do with that.
Just pick teams that have their feelings hurt, fan bases, you know, things like that. State of Mississippi, you're on full butthurt alert today.
The whole state?
The whole state. Ole Miss, Mississippi State, don't want to hear anything about them.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and tell you who you should have in your Final Four.
Okay.
The teams that you should have in your Final Four, Duke, that should be your overall winner. I know that there aren't a lot of folks that are going to agree with me, but I'm going to go with the dark horse Duke to win the whole tournament.
That's a lot. I mean, that's a, that's a risky pick
I know. I'm going out on the limb. I'm going out on the limb and taking the Blue Devils. If you want to get the winner right, come out on the tree with me. Come out on that limb and pick the Blue Devils with me.
Let me tell you who I'm not putting any stock in from here on out. And they almost did it to me again.
Are we going Virginia Cavaliers?
We're going to Virginia Cavaliers. I have absolutely zero confidence in the Virginia Cavaliers whatsoever.
I have Virginia in the Final Four.
I don't. I got them losing.
I'm starting to worry about that. I'm worried about that.
Yeah, you should be worried about Virginia.
I am.
Yeah.
That might be the first team that I've missed in 3 years.
Yeah. I mean, you have these perfect brackets every year.
I sure do.
It's almost, you're very good at these prediction things.
That's what I've been trying to. Yeah. Come on, man.
I'm being sarcastic.
Oh.
Yeah. our listeners, they tune into this show, they know exactly what I'm talking about.
I thought you were finally getting on the bus.
No, I'm not getting on that bus. Hmm. I'll walk before I get on that bus.
Duke, Texas Tech, Virginia, and Kentucky. Write that in pen in your Final Four.
Say that one more time.
Duke.
Okay.
Texas Tech.
Go ahead. Who's the other two?
Virginia. Is that supposed to mean I'm wrong?
That means, yeah, you're wrong.
Okay. Duke, Texas Tech, Virginia, Kentucky.
Not Kentucky got it. They have a chance.
I'm brave enough to put my Final Four out there for the entire listening audience. By the way, in five different markets now.
Hmm.
Let's.
I got North Carolina, man. I got Carolina. I know that's a risky pick too, but I got Carolina running through the tournament. They're best all around team in the country. Better coach than Duke, and. You know, I got Carolina winning it.
Here's the problem with that.
They're going to beat Kentucky.
They're going to have to, in order to do that, they're probably going to have to beat Kansas and Kentucky in back-to-back rounds.
I don't see Kansas getting past Auburn, but, that's probably going to be on me for putting any stock whatsoever in Auburn in any sport.
I don't know. Their water polo team is really
good. They're
good
at swimming now. Auburn's a fantastic swimming program.
Gymnastics, they're top-notch.
Yeah. The Gus Bus in football, though, man, I don't know about the Gus Bus. I think it's ready to. It's about to get four flat tires. But we're talking about basketball right now.
So you've got Auburn in the Final Four.
I got Auburn getting to Carolina in the Sweet 16 and bowing out.
So okay, you got North Carolina winning the whole thing.
I got them winning the tournament.
All right, who are your other three Final Four teams?
I got let me see the bracket real quick. I got Duke.
Don't copy my bracket.
No. I got Duke. I got Florida State coming out of the one bracket, and I got Tennessee coming out of one, and then I got Carolina.
I trust Tennessee about as far as I can throw them.
Yeah, again, I'll probably pay the price for picking Tennessee, but they're a decent team. But again, they got to get some wins in the tournament, and I just don't see. I don't see Virginia coming out of any bracket.
Well,
yeah,
I had St. Mary's in my Elite Eight. They're out. I had Cincinnati beating Tennessee. Cincinnati's out. So Tennessee will be playing Iowa in the next round.
Iowa's a scrappy team. A scrappy, scrappy team. So
I had Cincinnati all the way to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, well, that's why you always finish near the bottom of prediction polls and things like that.
But perfect bracket.
That's what you do. I mean, that's kind of like, I don't know what it is about the non-Power 5 conferences, but you latch on to them. You just latch on to them, man. It's like you just are a glutton for punishment.
I just like things being fair.
It is fair. The tournament plays itself out. You've had some upsets. I mean, but when you get past the first two rounds, then the cream tends to rise to the top.
Buffalo looked good yesterday, too.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. They could be a sleeper team.
I had them going out in the first round.
You know who else looked good? Murray State.
Yes, they did. I picked that one right.
Yep. Murray State looked good. Wofford looked good.
Yes, they did. Duke looked good.
Well, they tend to look good a lot. Carolina looked good.
My dark horse, the Duke Blue Devils.
The Duke Blue Devils with the best player. The closest thing to Charles Barkley I've seen in a long time.
I'm just saying, man, like, you know, there are a lot of people that don't really believe in that little small school in North Carolina. It's that small private school. I'm taking them, you know.
Yeah.
I really believe that they've got, you know, the right mix of players to be able to take the tournament.
Yeah.
Enough talent, right mix, good chemistry. You know, I think they can beat some of the big boys.
They could. Maybe, you know, but they, you know, the thing about Duke is, I mean, they got three players probably going to go in the top six of the NBA draft coming up. I just don't know if they got enough experience or enough talent to get through this tournament.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, C-Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in C-Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at cpalmscoastalrealty.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Molina's Landscaping is your answer. Lawn maintenance, lawn design, irrigation, tree work, installation, edging, you name it. And you can be sure the job will be done right the first time, every time. So give Nary and his staff a call, 912-223-5622. Molina's Landscaping, your landscaping solution.
Happy new gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals. Featuring Callaway's new Epic Flash Woods, Apex Irons, and Odyssey Stroke Lab putters. Cobra's new King F9 Speedback Woods and F9 Speedback Irons. And Srixon's Forged Irons and Z-Star Balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Week in Review.
And here we go. Do you know who will be their team's opening day starter? Julio Teheran. Know who won't? Clayton Kershaw. Blake Bortles, the next Nick Foles. Mike Trout is going to make $430 million over the next 12 years. That's a lot of fishing trips. See what I did there? Tate Martell reinstated by the NCAA, and the Hurricanes just got worse. Ichiro just now retired? Thought he retired 3 years ago and he was managing the Mariners. Is there any better playoff format than the NCAA tournament? Julio Jones, $100 million from the Falcons. Julio, they throw you the ball 10 times a game. You aren't worth that kind of money. Okay, starting to get a little worried now that the Lakers may not make the playoffs. Sean Newcomb may be the Braves' most inconsistent starter ever. Oh, wait, never mind. Forgot about Julio Teheran. Greg Kimbrell, quit being a bum. Get a job. And these are my thoughts.
So you're getting a little worried that the Lakers aren't going to make the playoffs. Is that what I heard you say?
I'm getting a little nervous. Okay. I'm starting to think that it might be a hard press to get in now.
There's another one of those fantastic predictions, man. It's about to fall flat on their face. But we tend to get that when we're dealing with you.
What was the prediction?
You said the Lakers were going to the NBA Finals as soon as the ink was dry on LeBron's contract. As soon as he signed, they were automatically going to the NBA Finals. They were beating the Warriors, and they were going to be the kings of the West out there in the NBA Western Conference. That's what you said on this show.
I'll tell you one thing right now.
Okay.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch is brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf and by Jessup Furniture.
Oh, this read here. Happy new gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom fitting on the hottest new arrivals featuring Callaway's new Epic Flash Woods, Apex Irons, and Odyssey Stroke Lab Putters, Cobra's new King F9 Speedback Woods and F9 Speedback Irons, and Srixon's 4th Irons and Z-Star Balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
You did all right. You got through it.
Got through it.
Yeah. Twitter questions of the week from last week. We'll go ahead and get those out of the way. Does winning 3 Super Bowls give you the right for preferential treatment? 50-50 in our listening audience.
Apparently it gets you preferential treatment in New York with the Giants, with Eli Manning only winning 2 Super Bowls. He gets preferential treatment because they shipped out OBJ.
Well,
the only superstar they had on the roster other than Saquon Barkley. They shipped him to Cleveland. Cleveland, oh, okay, yeah, Cleveland, we're just going, why don't you just coast on into the playoffs with all your off-season additions?
I've got Cleveland winning the Super Bowl. Write this down. The Cleveland Browns will win the Super Bowl.
I've heard a lot of write this downs from you over the past couple of years, man.
Will the Braves' Julio Teheran win 300 games in his career? 60% of our listening audience says yes.
No, they didn't. They said no.
Oh, you're right.
No, because there's no way.
60%, my bad. I looked at it wrong. 60% of our listening audience says no.
120% should say no because it's not going
to
happen.
There are 40% of people that listen to this show that think Julio Teheran's going to win 300 games in his career.
There's 40% of the people that listen to this show that know I'm not the biggest Julio Teheran fan that there is out there, so they do that just to try to get under my skin.
You don't like Julio Teheran?
I mean, I don't dislike, I don't hate him, but I don't like him playing for the Atlanta Braves. Go play for somebody else.
Julio Teheran.
Go 10-8. Go 10-17 for somebody else.
6 straight opening days.
Okay.
You know who didn't do that? Tom Glavine, John Smoltz, Greg Maddux. None of those guys. 6 straight. Julio Teheran, he did. So just by that alone, I think it's fair to say Julio Teheran is better than Smoltz, Glavine, and Maddux. Because none of them did that.
Again, that's why your listeners are our listeners now, our faithful listeners, are calling management asking for them to institute a drug testing policy for their staff that's working this show. And, I mean, I can't really blame them. You say this week after week after week, and callers are calling in and saying, hey, man, do y'all have a drug testing policy for this show? Because these guys, or this one guy, he's just, it's almost like he's on the hippie lettuce, man.
What's the, I don't know what the hippie lettuce is.
Okay.
What's the hippie lettuce, Kip?
Wacky weed, whatever you want to call it, man. It's, I don't know.
I'm about to bring up Julio Teheran's numbers for you.
Okay.
2018, he was 9-9 with a 3.9 ERA, under 4.
Okay.
9-9, didn't get a lot of run support.
Okay.
Career numbers.
Yeah, let's hear this.
Career numbers, he is 60, this is 8 years now.
Okay.
Okay? Because remember, he was a phenom.
Okay.
He was going to be the best thing since Glavine, Maddux, and Smoltz.
Okay.
Okay. Over 500 in 8 years.
What's his record?
Over 500.
What's his record?
67-62.
Okay.
3.64 ERA.
All right.
5 complete games.
5 complete games in 8 years.
He has started 193 games.
So, which means that okay. All right.
5 complete games and 193 started. 3 shutouts in his career.
In 8 years.
He's given up 480 runs, 154 home runs, 375 walks, to over 1,000 strikeouts.
Okay.
That's literally on a 10-3 basis, strikeouts to walks.
Okay. So let me get it straight. How old is he now? What's his age?
Julio Teheran is now, give me a minute, 28.
So you're saying by the time, if he pitches 12 more years, that he'll get that, there's 262 wins.
263.
263 to get to 300, right?
I'm not ruling it out.
Okay. So he's pitched for 8 years.
Season. And it would be 233 that he would need.
Okay.
233. Again, I mean, a career 3.6. I mean, you could be talking, he's pitched over 1,100 innings in his career.
So he's
struck out over 1,000 batters.
He's been an 8-year starter, and he's got 62 career wins, right?
63.
So basically, he's
averaging 67.
67. So he's
get it right.
He's averaging about a little over 8 wins a season.
That's your ace.
Eight wins a season. Okay.
Let's put that on the Twitter question of the week. Would you consider Julio Teheran the Braves' ace? We'll have that up shortly.
I'm not even going to comment on that.
The Braves at one point were in first place in spring training.
They've gone through a little slump here lately.
3 games under .500 now.
Yeah. They're trying to figure out spring training. They're just trying to figure out who the arms are going to be. That's what it's coming down to.
Well, Fulte, now they have said they have found bone spurs in Foltynewicz's elbow, so it might be longer than a week or two into the season before we actually see him.
Keuchel's out there still looking for a team, right? There's somebody get him this week.
There are a lot of people still looking for a team.
Okay.
Termite season is here, and here's a fact. Homeowners insurance does not cover termite damage. That could mean you having to pay thousands to undo damage from these pests. Or you could call Peachtree Pest Control for a termite inspection, and if the pros at Peachtree Pest Control need to treat your home for termites, you will receive $100 off the treatment. Online at PeachtreePest.com or 912-265-9700.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Dish Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SDHS, 1-855-275-7447. The coaching search continues at Colquitt County. The Packers had their eyes set on former Grayson and Camden coach Jeff Heron. However, Heron has told Bishop Media he is not interested in the job. Another big-time coaching vacancy exists over in Waycross. Franklin Stevens left from a teacher, and there have been over 60 applicants for the vacated head coach job for the Gators. Look for Ware County to have a coach hired before spring break. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at GoldenIslesPharmacy.com.
Break, I asked Kip if Maryland was going to beat LSU in the next round, and Kip said that he didn't know because Maryland had struggled against Belmont in the first round. But the fact of the matter is, Belmont's a really good program. They were in the Elite Eight last year. That's like Maryland playing a number one seed in the first round.
Where's Belmont out? Where are they at today?
I mean, they're back in their dorms today.
Yeah, okay. And what was Maryland's record? I mean, they were like a middle of the pack Big Ten teams?
They were a six seed in the tournament.
A six seed. One of them bubble teams, basically, from the Big Ten.
Okay. So does Maryland beat LSU?
No.
Okay.
Not today.
Well, that side of my bracket is pretty well busted because I had Belmont to the Elite Eight losing to Duke. So whoever wants to go.
Something's not adding up again with you because you came on the first segment, said you had a perfect bracket. And now, I mean, You got me confused, man. Don't we have some sponsors?
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Peachtree Pest Control and by Georgia Sea Grill.
Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open daily at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Just so you know, I do have a perfect bracket.
Which is it? I mean,
perfect bracket. Okay. It's going to be the third straight year. Right. Where county jobs open?
It is open.
There are a lot of folks.
That's a good job. I mean, I was talking to my buddy Scott Spence the other day. He was telling me how that's one of the better jobs in all of South Georgia. Think about it. Ware County is a place that has tremendous talent, always has had tremendous talent.
Ware County is one of, you know, yeah. I'm always pulling for the favorite, the big dog and everything. I don't pull for the underdogs.
Yeah.
And so when I think of Ware County and that what that program has been the last 20 years.
I mean, they made it to the state championship game twice. They've had a good run.
It's a good program.
It is a good program. And whoever gets that job is walking into a gold mine.
There's a quarterback there that's a phenom that started last year as a freshman, the Constantinos kid.
He is a phenom.
And he's going to be your quarterback for the next 3 years.
Three years.
You're going to win a state championship with him at quarterback, whoever the coach is.
You're coming in. So it's going to – and it's one of the jobs around the state that has a reputation for paying above scale, taking care of their assistant coaches, following through on promises made.
It's also a program where the community gets really behind the program. They live and breathe Ware County football. They care a lot.
They do. Historic Memorial Stadium. They're doing a big-time renovation project to that stadium right now. So 10,000-seat stadium. Attendance has been down the last couple of years, but new excitement around the program. Now with a new head coach, you know, being identified, they'll be pretty good.
That rumor mill, I don't want to get into that, but the rumor mill has just been rambunctious of who has applied for that job and is really a who's who of coaches around the state, especially from the Southeast Georgia area.
Think about it, Waycross is close to everything. I mean, you can be in Jacksonville in an hour, you can be in Beach in an hour. I mean, it's a good place. I don't know, I've never lived in Waycross, but you know, you're close enough to things where if you want to take a day trip, you can go have go have fun. Ware County is a big time job. Outside of the Camden County job, probably those are probably the top two jobs in Southeast Georgia, I would guess.
No argument here. No argument here.
I mean, they've got, you know, one school county, big time support, football crazed community, always has produced good athletes, great athletes in some cases, and they're primed to win right now.
And let's be honest, you know, despite the fact that Ware County has never won a state championship, they would have in 2012 if they would have played anybody else at quarterback not named Deshaun Watson that season.
That's who they ran into.
Yeah, the Gainesville Red Elephants.
Think about it, though. Waycross, Ware County was a two-school county, much like, you know, Glenn County. They consolidated, I guess, back in the early 90s. Waycross High School won four state championships. And so there's history of winning state championships in the county, you know, Waycross and Ware County. So, but Ware County, officially since the consolidation, has not won a state championship. But
a lot of success in Camden County, too, with the one high school. I mean, they've got a slew of state championships under Jeff Heron when he was here.
That is correct. So there's some advantages to being in a one-school county. And Waycross, Ware County, is a place where the person that comes in can win big time right away.
It's a shame. The only school from the state of Georgia that made the NCAA tournament was Georgia State, and now they're gone. No Georgia Tech, no Georgia, no Kennesaw State.
No.
Georgia Southern didn't do it. Of course, Georgia State and Georgia Southern, same conference, so one of them, if one's going to make it, the other one's not.
Ooh, and Georgia State got hammered by Houston.
I told you, Houston's a good team.
Yeah, but you picked Georgia State to win. Was that a loyalty thing? I don't know. What was the reason?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, that's what you said. I saw your bracket.
Saw my bracket where?
I saw it. You emailed it. You texted it to us the other day. We saw that. It's in writing. So you can say and spin things the way you want, but I actually have that bracket in writing.
I know for a fact that okay. For a month on this show, I was talking that Houston could beat anybody in the country.
But then you turn around and pick them to lose in the first round to 14th-seeded Georgia State. And Houston beat them, what, 30 points?
Which proves my point of how good Houston is.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't believe in them, or you would have picked them to do something in the tournament. So sometimes you know what what you really believe you're saying. See, we've got to work on the consistency factor with you.
See, I like what you do here. I've been on the show talking for a solid month about how good Houston is, and now you want to come on the show and tell me and tell our listening audience that I don't think Houston's any good.
You don't. You picked them to lose in the first round of the NCAA tournament to a team that wasn't very good.
You can go back and listen to the show archives where I stand right here on this microphone and I said Houston can beat anybody in the top five, excluding Duke with Williamson.
Well, apparently you didn't think they could beat Georgia State. I mean, that's a documented fact.
Georgia State's not in the top five.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
happy new gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, SpiderX putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover and hybrid, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Molina's Landscaping is your answer. Lawn maintenance, lawn design, irrigation, tree work, installation, edging, you name it. And you can be sure the job will be done right the first time, every time. So give Nary and his staff a call, 912-223-5622. Molina's Landscaping, your landscaping solution.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's
912-466-7340. This is the segment now where Kip will take over the segment.
No, that's an interactive segment. I mean, your input's always welcome, even though your input oftentimes is wrong, but it's still welcome. So I'm inclusive.
We'll go ahead and get the sponsorships out of the way so that you can have your full segment. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Sea Palms Coastal Realty and by Nat's Landing.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites. Great service and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back island atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow. We hope to see you soon.
All right, so here we go. This is the top five butthurt list of Kip Branch. The segment's become very popular. It's a pretty good segment, and I'll just sit back, hand the reins over.
Number five this week. This is NCAA tournament edition of the Butthurt List. Number five, the Mississippi State Bulldogs. You lose to Liberty University. I thought Liberty only produced preachers and evangelists and things like that. Apparently, they produce enough basketball talent to beat an overrated Mississippi State team. The 12-5 upsets back in force, Jason. Mississippi State, why do they do this to the SEC? Every year they give the SEC a black eye in some sport. Football, baseball, you know, they had Will Clark and Rafael Palmeiro and couldn't win a College World Series. I mean, that's what they do, Mississippi State. They disappoint you. Number four. And I don't know why I penciled them. We talked about it on the way down here. I penciled them into the Sweet 16 simply because I guess I got them confused with Kansas, the real basketball program in the state of Kansas. The Kansas State Wildcats, they lose in the first round. As a four seed, they get bounced out of the tournament. Number three, the Iowa State Cyclones. You run through the Big 12 tournament, you beat Kansas up, and you dominate, and then you get in the NCAA tournament and lose to an Ohio State team that really many thought shouldn't get in the tournament. And then you fall out in the first round. Number two, the Wisconsin Badgers. You're a five seed. You get beat by the Oregon Ducks from the Pac-12 in convincing fashion in the first round. And you're out. So you got two Big 12 teams, a Big 10 team. And number one this week on the butt hurt list, the Ole Miss Rebels. You get blown out by 32 points in an 8-9 game against Oklahoma. And it just, you know.
No Lakers?
Well, the Lakers are perennially, they're in this list every week in you know, in theory, because they could be at the top of the butt hurt list every week, because the Laker Nation is reeling right now. And you're a Laker Kool-Aid drinker. I mean, you like that purple Kool-Aid with a little, you probably, you know, you love it. You've been drinking it, lapping it up all year long. And so they're on the list, but they're just, this is an NCAA tournament edition. So the state of Mississippi, you have disappointed, and you should have your SEC cards taken away from you. You should be ejected from the conference.
Who would you replace Mississippi and Mississippi State with in the SEC?
Well, first of all, they're charter members of the SEC, so I'm just aggravated and upset with them today, but they're SEC members. If you're talking about removing teams from the SEC, Missouri's got to go, all right?
Okay.
And that's about it right now. I think A&M's a natural fit. Arkansas's a natural fit. I'm kicking Missouri out.
So you're kicking Missouri out and replacing them with South Florida? Or Central Florida.
If I had to replace Missouri with anybody, I'd replace them with Clemson.
Or Central Florida.
No, Central Florida, no. No, Central Florida can't make they can't make any conference that I'm coming up with. I'm talking about a power football conference.
And so am I.
I'm not talking about some, you know, super Tech Mobile team that sits around and, you know, you get enamored with them putting up yards and stats against the Cincinnati's of the world. See, that doesn't impress me.
You lose one game in 2 years and nobody wants
to
give
you respect.
Well, you
don't play anybody. That's why you don't lose more than one game in 2 years, because you don't play anyone.
I really felt that Houston in the NCAA tournament got the shaft getting a three seed. At worst, they should have gotten a number two. Probably should have been in the running for a realistic number one seed, but that wasn't to happen. They got shafted, got a three seed, should have at least had a two.
Oh, didn't they not win their conference tournament?
No.
Oh, okay. If you can't win your conference tournament, unless you're North Carolina, you don't deserve, you know, you don't deserve a number one seed, because the body of work was there for Carolina and Virginia. It wasn't there with Houston.
My final four, Duke, Texas Tech, Virginia, and Kentucky.
Texas Tech's a good team. I just don't like...
Three seed from the West.
I mean, with Iowa State and Kansas State going out in the first round, I don't know about the quality of the Big 12 this year.
Which number one seed do you trust the least? Duke, Gonzaga, Virginia, North Carolina.
Virginia. I don't trust the Cavaliers. I highly distrust them. I trust Duke. I trust Carolina. I don't really trust Gonzaga, but I don't. Virginia. Virginia's like riding down the interstate when your light comes on, your gas light comes on. And my wife would know about this. She's watching right now, because she drives all the time with her gas light on before she goes and gets gas. But yeah. Virginia's like one of them teams when that light comes on and says you got 40 miles left before empty, and all of a sudden you run out of gas. That's Virginia. They look good on paper. You believe in the technology. You believe in what you read and what you see. But then all of a sudden, when there's 40 miles left to empty, all of a sudden all the gas is gone. And they just leave you standing beside the interstate. That's Virginia in a nutshell.
I've got Virginia in my final four.
You're going to be disappointed. But, you know, as it relates to predictions and prognostication, you you're often disappointed, so it doesn't bother you.
We were trying to figure out who started on the 91-92 Duke team, and to be honest with you, I looked it up, and I'm even more confused than I was when I started. So games started, Christian Laettner, 35. That's every game.
He was their man.
Thomas Hill started 34 games for the Blue Devils.
He was a guard.
Grant Hill started 24 games for Duke. Bobby Hurley started 30. Brian Davis started 34, and Antonio Lang started 18 games. So really,
that was their rotation, those players.
Okay.
I don't think Cherokee Parks played much as a freshman, did he?
Started 3 games for the Blue Devils.
All right.
But he played in all 34.
Yeah.
12 points a game.
Off the bench.
Yeah.
What did Grant Hill average as a freshman?
I'm looking it up.
He was a good player.
He threw things at me.
He came in there. You know, they needed somebody. They needed a spark. They had Hurley. They had Laettner. And I think Grant Hill was the missing piece of the puzzle there.
Grant Hill was averaging 9 points a game as a freshman. 12 points for Cherokee Parks, 9 for Grant Hill. Both those guys became superstars.
So, the good players. You know, 94, that team got to the finals in 94, lost to Arkansas with Cherokee Parks and Grant Hill were seniors. We talked about the one-and-done rule on the way down. Grant Hill probably could have went pro after 1 year. But, you know, we'll maybe get the one-and-done when we come back from break.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
Termite season is here, and here's a fact. Homeowners insurance does not cover termite damage. That could mean you having to pay thousands to undo damage from these pests. Or you could call Peachtree Pest Control for a termite inspection, and if the pros at Peachtree Pest Control need to treat your home for termites, you will receive $100 off the treatment. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SPHS, 1-855-275-7447. The coaching search continues at Colquitt County. The Packers had their eyes set on former Grayson and Camden coach Jeff Heron. However, Heron has told Bishop Media he is not interested in the job. Another big-time coaching vacancy exists over in Waycross. Franklin Stevens left from McEachern, and there have been over 60 applicants for the vacated head coach job for the Gators. Look for Ware County to have a coach hired before spring break. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
That's an awesome rejoin, Knight Rider. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Farm Bureau, Pristine Water, and by Molina's Landscaping.
Some insurance companies seem to think you're only worth 15 minutes of their time. At Georgia Farm Bureau, they know better. Your local Farm Bureau agent will take the time to make sure your coverage is exactly what you need. Georgia Farm Bureau offers a wide range of insurance products, including auto, home, and life, along with Fast Fair Claim Service. They are dedicated to providing you the service you deserve, the expertise you expect, and the peace of mind you need. Come by and see John, Font, Jeff, and Scott at your local Glenn County Farm Bureau, or give them a call, 912-265-9175. Know that number by heart because they've been my insurance company for the last 30 years.
How about that? That's a straight endorsement from one of the stars of the show.
Know that number.
It's worth its weight in gold. John Calipari, this is our sound of the week, by the way. John Calipari was at a press conference, and he was asked a question about players from the past at Kentucky and the present, and his answer is pretty good, I thought.
How do your players on this team compare to the great players you've coached in the past?
Every team I coached is different, and I mean that literally.
Yes, you do.
Like, I come in each year, and it's a brand-new team.
That's classic, and which is true.
At least he's not lying to you.
I mean, who has more one-and-dones than Kentucky?
Maybe Duke.
Duke's starting a trend of it now. Zion's one-and-done, got to be. Don't you think?
Yeah, he'll be in the NBA.
New York Knicks fans hoping he'll be in the Big Apple.
I want to switch gears here. Major League Baseball approved some changes a couple of weeks ago that just absolutely make zero sense to me. I'll try to get these off the top of my head as best I can. Major League Baseball will no longer allow you to be a position player and pitch in a game unless your team is ahead or down by 8 runs. Why would you have a position player pitching in a close game anyway?
I only thought that happened in blowouts.
If you're a position player, you cannot pitch in a game. Unless it's an extra inning game, you can't pitch unless your team is ahead or behind by 8 runs. The biggest change in the game that I think is really going to affect it is that starting next season, if you bring in a pitcher, he must pitch to a minimum of 3 batters before you can go get him.
See, I don't like that rule. That takes out the strategy of the game.
Sure it does.
I mean, that's a dumb rule.
It creates an unfair advantage with the offense. Think about it. Yeah. You bring in a left-handed specialist because you've got 3 lefties back-to-back-to-back, so you bring in the lefty to face them, and then the opposing manager just sits those guys down, pinch hits 3 right-handed batters, and the lefty's got to pitch to them.
I don't like that rule. That takes out that makes no sense whatsoever.
Of course it doesn't.
That probably won't last long. It may last a year, and it would get changed back.
I mean, let's just play hypotheticals here. Stay with me. Johnny Venters comes in to pitch to a left-handed batter, and so you got Craig Kimbrell in the bullpen, right? So if you're the opposing manager, do you want to sit down the lefty against Venters, knowing that if you pinch hit a right-hander, Kimbrell's going to come in and pitch to the right-hander, mm-hmm. or take your chances with lefty-on-lefty versus Venters? You've completely done away with that now.
Yeah, I mean, you're taking the game out of the manager's hands. I mean, that's what you're basically doing. Mm-hmm. We're going to sit here up in our little perch in our ivory tower up in Major League Baseball headquarters, and we're going to dictate to you how you manage your roster. Stupid.
You're right. The rosters and the bullpen position, if that rule holds up, it's going to change a lot of things. The left-handed specialist will leave. It will no longer exist in Major League Baseball. That will go away. The left-handed specialist and your bullpen guys are not going to be guys that are going to come in and pitch an inning anymore. The bullpen guys, if this rule lasts 5 to 10 years, you're going to see an influx of guys like Andrew Miller that come in and pitch 2 to 3 innings. That's what you're going to see out of your bullpen because they have to be in the game to face at least 3 batters.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Just saying.
Makes no sense. I mean, that's the part of baseball that, you know, you see in minor league now where they've got the 20-second pitch clock and things like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, to speed up the games, which, you know, that's debatable. But when you're going to take away the strategy side of the game, that's what makes the game intriguing.
Yeah, and like I said, it takes away. Like you got a guy comes in and he faces 3 batters. He doesn't have it that day.
Yeah,
all 3 batters tattoo him around. But a lot of times when you bring in a guy at the bullpen, he'll come in to face 1 batter. He doesn't get him out. He comes out of the game. Well, you can't do that anymore. Guy gets tatted around. Guys hit back to back home runs. Well, you got to leave him out there. Another rule change that they made was that you will no longer, starting next season, you will no longer have a 25-man roster throughout the season. You'll have a 26-man roster. And then when September comes and you do your September call-ups, in the past, you could have as many people on the roster as you wanted at that point. You will no longer be allowed to do that. You'll have 26 players during the regular season, during the regular months, and then when rosters expand in September, you can go to 28. That's it.
That's crazy. It used to be 40, right?
Up to 40.
Yeah.
You could have your whole – because every Major League Baseball team carries a 40-man roster, even though they might not be on the 25-man roster that technically are major league players.
So if you're a young, promising kid in AA or AAA that needs a cup of coffee to get some major league experience, I mean, that's...
If you're in a pennant race, you're not going to see him.
You're taking away the development side of baseball.
And the thing that I don't understand is all of these rules are supposed to be in the spirit of speeding up the game to make it more watchable for the younger audience. How does changing the roster in September speed up the game any?
The problem with Major League Baseball is they need to take a page out of the NBA and they need to market their superstars.
Amen, brother. You're preaching to the choir.
They need to market their superstars better, then interest in the game will pick up. How many Gatorade commercials now do you see with a baseball player in?
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Happy new gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals. Featuring Callaway's new Epic Flash Woods, Apex Irons, and Odyssey Stroke Lab Putters. Cobra's new King F9 Speedback Woods and F9 Speedback Irons. And Srixon's Forged Irons and Z-Star Balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities.
Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Termite season is here, and here's a fact. Homeowners insurance does not cover termite damage. That could mean you having to pay thousands to undo damage from these pests. Or you could call Peachtree Pest Control for a termite inspection, and if the pros at Peachtree Pest Control need to treat your home for termites, you will receive $100 off the treatment. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.